In Iran today, voters have just finished going to the polls. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is not on the ballot, but today's elections are the first popular test of his political power since he swept into office last year. NPR's Mike Schuster is there. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Madeline.
Well, first, tell us exactly what have Iranians been voting on?
Well, it's pretty complicated. They're voting on several different things at once. They're voting on city and town councils all over Iran. These are local municipal governments. They're also voting for a specific clerical body called the Assembly of Experts. This is 86 clerics who decide who is the supreme leader of the country. This body is going to sit for 10 years, and this body can determine who is the supreme leader, the actual top political and religious figure in the country. So although this is an off-year election, it's not the presidential election, it's not the parliamentary election, but it's still pretty important.
And it's important because the supreme leader, what, sets the moral and political agenda for the country?
Exactly. The supreme leader is the top religious and top political figure in the country. He's at the top of the clerical political establishment. He is a figure that, in a way, is a different pole of power from the president, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. And the supreme leader, in the end, has much more power than the president. So he is the country's most important position. This doesn't mean that when this assembly is elected, it will then decide who a new supreme leader is. The current supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, was chosen in 1989. And his term is indefinite, so this body can leave him in place or, under an unusual set of circumstances, it could remove him and appoint someone else.
And, Mike, how are today's elections, a referendum essentially, on the president, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad?
Well, I don't think we can say that it's a direct referendum on Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, but I can say that Ahmadinejad has created a political party recently, and his political party is putting up candidates mostly for the city and town councils around the country. So to the extent that his party elects local leaders, it will be an indication of just how strong and popular he is. What's interesting is that he is on the conservative side, his party is on the conservative side, and there are other conservative parties that are putting up slates of candidates in the local and city elections. The reformists, who have been out of power for a couple of years, have united around a single slate of candidates. Many reformers have told me in the past week that they hope for a resurgence of more liberal, reform-oriented people getting elected to city councils because they're united in this election.
And you've been out at various polling places. What's the sense that you get?
The sense that I get is that there's not a huge interest in this election. City council elections have not been that popular in the past, and the turnout for the Assembly of Experts has not been that high in the past. The authorities put the two together hoping that it would draw many more voters to the polls. I was to several polling places in Tehran today. There were a lot of voters at two large religious halls and mosques. But in about a half a dozen schools where there are polling places and other small buildings, there was practically nobody. That's just a little glimpse in Tehran. We don't have figures yet on the turnout.
NPR's Mike Schuster in Tehran. Thank you.
You're welcome, Madeline.